okay if I bring someone to your parents' anniversary party?
Sure.
Who's the guy?
Well, his name's Parker, and I met him at the dry cleaners.
Ooh, did he put a little starch in your bloomers? Who said that?
Yeah, he's really great, though. He has this incredible zest for life, and he treats me like a queen. Except at night, when he treats me like the naughty girl I am.
Oh, by the way, would it be okay if I give the toast to Mom and Dad this year?
Yeah, you sure you want to after what happened at their 20th?
Yeah, I'd really like to.
Okay, hopefully this time Mom won't boo you.
Yes, every year Ross makes a toast, and it's always really moving and always makes them cry. Well, this year, I'm going to make them cry.
And you wonder why Ross is their favorite?
No, really, any time Ross makes a toast, everyone cries and hugs him and pats him on the back, and they all come up to me and say, God, your brother. You know what they're going to say this year? God. You.
Well, I can promise you, at least one person will be crying. You know, I'm an actor, and any actor worth his salt can cry on cue.
Really? You can do that?
Oh, you kidding me? Watch.
Well, I can't do it with you guys watching me.
My toast for the party, or as I like to call it, Sob Fest 2002. Hey, check this out.
It's a dog.
It's a dead dog. That's Chi Chi. She died when I was in high school.
It's your parents' anniversary, and you're going to talk about their dead pet?
It's good stuff, huh? Hi.
Hey.
Oh, Joey. You got a present for my parents? That's so sweet.
Yeah. Look, in honor of their 35th wedding anniversary, I had a star named after them.
Oh,
that is so cool.
And I got them a book on Kama Sutra for the elderly.
Hey, do you guys have any extra ribbon?
Oh, yeah, sure. What do you need? We got lace, satin, sateen, raffia, gingham, felt. And I think my testicles may be in here, too.
Oh, Chi Chi! Oh, I love this dog. You know, Monica couldn't get braces because Chi Chi needed knee surgery.
Oh. What?
You were the 200-pound 11-year-old who rode her.
Hey, everybody, this is Parker. Parker, this...
No, wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. Joey... Monica, Ross, Rachel, and I'm sorry Phoebe didn't mention you. Chandler, I'm kidding already, you're my favorite. Why don't each of you tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Actually, I'm sorry, we probably should get going.
Classic Ross. Rachel, look how you glow. May I?
I think you already are.
Rachel? You have life growing inside you. Is there anything in this world more miraculous than, ooh, a picture of a dog? Whose is this?
That's my old dog. He passed away years ago.
Oh, well, at least you were lucky to have him. Bow wow, old friend. Bow wow. So where's the party?
It's out on the island. It's in Massapequa.
Massapequa? It sounds like a magical place. Tell me about Massapequa. Is it steeped in Native American history?
Well, there is an Arby's in the shape of a teepee.
Okay, I've got my note cards. You got the presents?
Yeah.
And I've got the car keys.
We're driving?
Yeah.
Aces!
So, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
You want to hang back and take our own cab?
Yeah, otherwise I'm not going.
Hey, Mom. Oh,
this was such a great party. 35 years. Very impressive. Do you guys have any pearls of wisdom?
Jack?
Why would you serve food on such a sharp stick?
It's a good question, Dad. It's a good question.
Congratulations, you two.
Oh, thanks, you. Captain. We're so excited.
And also, congratulations on your wedding.
What?
can we talk to you for just a moment?
Hey, it's just a little thing. Well, we think it's simply marvelous that you're having this baby out of wedlock. Some of our friends are less open-minded, which is why we've told them all you're married.
What? What?
Thanks for going along with this.
Dad, what, we have to pretend that we're married?
Son, I had to shave my ears for tonight. You can do this.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know. If you're going to do the ears, you may as well take a pass at the nozzle area.
No, look, I don't mean to lie about us being married.
Oh, no, I know. I don't either. But you know what? It's their party, and it's one night, and we don't even have to lie. We just won't say anything. If it comes up again, we'll just... we'll smile, we'll nod along.
Ross!
Rachel!
Hi, Aunt Lisa. Hi. Uncle Dan.
Hey. Congratulations on the baby. And on the wedding.
No. Mm.
There's a little something to get you started.
Oh. Hmm?
So how's married life treating you?
Unbelievable.
Love
marriage.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What a beautiful place. What a great night. I have to tell you, being here with all of you in Event Room C, I feel so lucky. To think of all the good times that have happened here, the birthdays, the proms, the mitzvahs, both bar and bat. But none of it will compare with tonight. My God, I don't want to forget this moment. It's like I want to take a mental picture of you all. Click.
I don't think the flash went off.
We'll be right back.
I'll go with you.
Come on.
Somewhere, there is someone with a tranquilizer gun and a huge butterfly net looking for that man.
I have to go to the bathroom, too, but I don't want him complimenting my thing.
I'm so glad we weren't in the car. Did he ever let up?
He called the Long Island Expressway a concrete miracle.
Oh. This room, this night, that waiter, his shoes, I must take a mental picture. Oh, sorry.
Were you guys making fun of Parker?
That depends. How much did you hear?
Well, he's a little enthusiastic. What's wrong with that?
It's so much.
Well, so what? I like him. Do I make fun of the people that you've dated? Tad? Janice? Mona? No, because friends don't do that. But do you want my opinion? You want it? Because in my opinion, your collective dating record reads like a who's who of human crap.
I felt terrible.
I know.
What was wrong with Mona? Yeah, baby.
So, we never got to hear about your wedding.
We were surprised we weren't invited.
Oh, no. It was just our parents and one or two friends. It was a small wedding.
But it was beautiful. I mean, it was small, but kind of spectacular.
Where did you have it?
On a cliff in Barbados at sunset. And Stevie Wonder sang, "Isn't She Lovely," as I walked down the aisle.
Really?
Yeah, Stevie's an old family friend.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. I'd love to see pictures.
So would I. You wouldn't think that Andy Leibovitz would forget to put film in the camera.
Would you excuse us for a second? What are you doing?
What? I'm not you. This may be the only wedding I ever have. I want it to be amazing.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh, maybe I rode in on a Harley.
Okay, Ross, it has to be realistic.
Say, are you okay? You seem kind of quiet.
No, I'm fine. I'm great.
I'm with you.
And I'm with you. What a great time to be alive. Look at this plate bouncy thing. What an inspired solution to man's plate dispensing problems.
Mm-hmm, yeah.